Ontario, Canada, December 1969, title card, montage of John and Yoko riding on Ronnie Hawkins' snowmobiles. The ride fast through the snow, John and Yoko look thrilled. Ronnie Hawkins' lodge, living room, day. John Lennon and Ronnie Hawkins, a renowned musician, enter the cozy living room of Ronnie's lodge, covered in snow from their exhilarating snowmobiling adventure. Their cheeks are flushed from the cold, and they wear wide smiles of excitement and satisfaction. John Lennon, brushing off snow from his jacket. Bloody hell, Ronnie! That was incredible! I've never felt so free, zooming through the snow like that! Ronnie, laughing, shaking off snow. Told you, John, snowmobiling is a whole different kind of thrill. Glad you enjoyed it, mate. They take a moment to catch their breath, relishing the adrenaline rush still coursing through their veins. John, still beaming. I have to admit, though, next time I'll wear a helmet. Wouldn't want my brains bashed in before I could be with Prime Minister Trudeau. Yoko was clinging onto me so tightly, I thought she'd break my ribs. She's only 5'2". But don't let that fool you. She's a powerful force, Ronnie. I had no idea she was so well connected and articulate. She speaks 3 or 4 languages, for crying out loud. Meanwhile, sometimes I can barely speak English myself, John. You're telling me, Ronnie. Yoko's education and abilities never cease to amaze me. She's a woman of many talents, that's for sure. They both chuckle, reminiscing about the snowmobiling experience. Ronnie Hawkins. That it does, my friend. And hey, who needs perfect English when you've got music and the universal language of the heart? John Lennon. Couldn't have said it better myself, Ronnie. Music and love bring us together, regardless of language barriers or any other differences. They clasp each other on the shoulder, their bond solidified through shared experiences and the joy of being in each other's company. They light a joint and smoke up, fade out. Ronnie, living room, Ontario, Canada, 1969. Day Ronnie Hawkins, John Lennon, wearing his signature round glasses and casual attire, sits across from him, signing lithographs from his Bag One portfolio. The room is adorned with music memorabilia and filled with the sound of their conversation. Ronnie Hawkins. You know, John, when you and Yoko arrived here, I was curious. I wanted to get a glimpse into the lives of these big-time celebrities. John, smiling, pen in hand. Well, Ronnie, we're just regular folks trying to navigate this crazy world. Ronnie, regular folks who can speak multiple languages and have connections with ambassadors and royalty. Yoko is something else, isn't she? John, chuckling. Oh, she's a force to be reckoned with, Ronnie, educated and fierce. She keeps me on my toes, that's for sure. Always making calls, connecting with people all around the world. Ronnie, I can see that. She's got an impressive network. But you, my friend, you've got something special. Your whole attitude, your way of looking at life, it's refreshing. You're not out to con anyone, you're just being yourself. John, thanks, Ronnie. I appreciate that. It's important to stay true to who you are, no matter what. And let me tell you, you've got a gift yourself. That album you slipped in during the lithograph signing, I gave it a listen. Loved the version of Down in the Alley. Ronnie Hawkins. Ah, glad you liked it, John. Jerry Wexler did wonders with the production, and it's an honor to have you appreciate my work. John Lennon. Remember, Ronnie, the Beatles started out as a Motown cover band. They laugh. Well, Ronnie, you've been treating us like royalty since we got here. You even gave up your master bedroom for us. I hope we're not causing you too much trouble. Ronnie Hawkins. Oh, no trouble at all, John. You and Yoko are the stars, and I wanted to make sure you had the best of everything. Although I didn't anticipate the bathwater incident or the garage fire, I must admit. John. Sorry about that, mate. Things tend to get a bit chaotic around us, but you've handled it all like a pro. Ronnie. Waving it off. It's all part of the experience, John. And speaking of experiences, you wouldn't believe how many of my old friends suddenly found their way back into my life. I've been doing my best to keep them at bay, but the media is a different beast. John, I can imagine. Our presence tends to attract attention. But I appreciate your efforts, Ronnie. We just wanted a quiet getaway. Ronnie, well, you've got it, my friend, and those macrobiotic cooks you brought in, they're something else. Though I did catch you and Yoko sneaking bologna from the fridge in the dead of night. John, laughing, guilty as charged, Ronnie. Sometimes you just need a slice of bologna to satisfy. They laugh together. Back to signing prints. 740 more to go.